Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
All right, so we just found out recently, so recently and kind of really out of nowhere, totally unexpected, that we are going to be getting Taeyong's album, his solo album, Layover.
Yes!
On September 8th of this year.
Oh my God.
Just so unexpected. Yes. We really thought it was going to be the last solo album to come out. We thought it was going to be the very end of the year.
Yeah. Listen, last episode, I literally declared, I said, Jungkook's going to release his whole album, then Namjoon, and then Taeyong is going to do a Christmas album. And you know what it is? It's when you tell HYBE what you think their plans are, they immediately tell you no. Yeah. And I love that. Thank you for correcting us. Yeah. And also thank you for this album drop. Like, oh my God.
We're here for it.
The best surprise. I love being wrong.
Yeah, like Taeyong's album really has not been on my mind. Like I've just been so focused on Jungkook the past couple weeks, and I thought, oh, we're getting his next. You know, I feel like we've heard more about Namjoon potentially dropping an album, another one,
right,
before I even really thought about when Taeyong's was going to be coming out. You know, I think I got so butthurt way back when that I was like, oh my God, Taeyong's going to be like the last one, and you know,
and
like,
you just accepted it.
I accepted it. Yeah. You know, I was like, best for last. You know, but here we are. We're going to be getting Layover soon. Yeah. So in this episode, of course, we're going to be talking about Love Me Again, which was the first music video to drop. So we just want to share our first impressions to start. This was like a totally different release in terms of like the time it was dropped, the time that it came out.
Yeah.
So I was at work when it came out. And I was actually going back to see my ICU patients. So like my really critical patients when this decided to drop. And
you
I'm like,
to be on it and focused
and in tune with what's going on. Like I could not really be there right when it was dropped and released. And I just felt like the worst Taeyong bias out there. Oh. I was like, I can't be there for him right now. Like I wanted to so badly.
Yeah.
And really the ironic thing is that I was back there with my other coworker who was also a BTS ARMY fan. Like she loves BTS, and she also, I don't think she doesn't really have a bias, but she tends to favor Taeyong a little bit too. So we're both back there co-treating these ICU patients like, we can't watch it yet, you know, like, cause we were just with such critically ill patients, but oh man.
I know that burning you up inside.
It really was. Yeah. But once I did get to finally watch the music video, I really took the time to sit down at my desk and just, visuals is really what got me first. Yeah. Like watching the music video, just the gold sequin, the red sequin, being in a cave. I was like, oh man, like everything about this is so sexy. But also like the song is so him. It's everything I would have expected from Taeyong in terms of solo work.
Yeah. It was like, I was still on summer break and so I got to watch it right when it came out and I knew that you couldn't. So I had texted you previously, like, I just will watch it and shut up. Like, I won't say anything and I'll just wait. But it was so fucking hard to not say anything. Oh my God. Like seconds into the music video, I was like, oh my God. Just, I mean, like you said, visuals, just
visuals. Gosh.
And then you start to hear the vocals and just how amazing. It's everything, Taeyong. You're so right. And so I refrained from texting
blowing
you, but
phone.
I did say just one word, gorgeous, like just gorgeous. If I could tell you anything.
Didn't you open up like a notes in your phone and like
I
you
did.
Wrote all of your initial reactions in a notes and then you screenshotted that and sent it to me once I like had watched
after
it.
After you watched it and you started texting me you started like freaking out about it.
Yeah.
Then I was like, okay, these are all my thoughts that I had that I didn't want to forget. Amazing.
Amazing. So first impressions. Yes. We are going to be diving fully into Love Me Again. We'll talk about the lyrics, production, and of course the music video.
Yeah.
The expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Unz. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Bryce. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it made some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Oberst, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, today we're going to hang out for about an hour, and of course, we are talking about all things Love Me Again.
Yes, yes, yes. But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us more and have access to our episode docs, our monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our soundcheck episodes, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes, but any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you all for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much. So remember that this month of August, we are asking you guys to help us support the World Food Program with the United Nations. World hunger is a big problem, but it is solvable. We have enough food on the planet to feed everyone. We just don't have the organization and the resources to get them all to the right place. And that is what the World Food Program is all about. They say that we bring life-saving relief in emergencies and use food assistance to build peace, stability, and prosperity for people recovering from conflict, disasters, and the impact of climate change. They work in over 123 countries, and you can really, really help out. Your dollar amount goes so far. We talked about it last episode. Like, if you donate $10, that feeds 19 people for a month.
That's so many.
That's so many.
For $10, see
what you can do, or just find out more information by going to WFP.org. Okay, let's get into Love Me Again, this amazing song. So it was written by Dongyun Kim, Freekind, Gigi, and Jinsu Park. And then it was produced by Freekind and Jinsu Park as well.
All new people, by the way.
All new people. People that we haven't seen before, but a small crew, which we love to see.
Yeah.
It's also important to know that Taeyong is working with NewJeans creative director Minhee Jin for this entire album project. So Hee Jin is known for creating music videos for each song. So Taeyong's album is expected to have a total of 5 music videos. So this is just the first.
Wow, that is a first. Yeah. And so blessed. When I found out that we were getting this many music videos, I was like freaking out over that, because I feel like one or two music videos is so special, but to be getting like this visualization along with all of the songs that are being released on his album is just such a special treat. I feel so grateful.
Yes.
You can definitely already see some of her creative directing in the artwork. I really felt like the artwork for the singles that have been released so far, the like little kind of QB looking artwork of Yantan.
Oh, yeah. So cute.
Very like NewJeans albums look similar to that.
Even recently, like the 8-bit pixel art of the Powerpuff Girls.
That's what I'm thinking of, is like the pixelization of it.
Yeah, totally. Also, what I thought about with Taeyong with 5 music videos was, yes, spend that HYBE money. Spend all their money, all of it. Because like, I remember Yoongi talking about like how expensive his music videos for his comeback were, and he didn't have 5 videos, you know? So I'm proud of Taeyong.
So special.
I want him to just do it, you know? Amazing.
Do the whole thing.
Do the damn thing. Yeah. That's right.
Okay, so for the vibe of this song, like I was saying, it's exactly what we were expecting musically from Taeyong. You know, it's that more like mid-tempo, slower tempo, R&B, very vintage vintage sounding. It's so him. We know he is fond of this style of music. It really resonates with him. It speaks to him. I swear this man is from a different time.
A different era.
Yes, he really is.
That fanfic you read back then was accurate.
I mean, that's why I picked that one, because I felt like, oh my gosh, yes, like this happened.
Yeah, this is a past life.
But in the song, there's like these, the guitar and the drums that have this very like slow dance bandstand music vibe that you can get from it some. Kayla, you said it reminded you a little bit of True by Spandau Ballet.
Go listen to that song. The guitar.
The beginning of it especially.
Yeah, the guitar and the drums. Like, it's just that vibe.
Yeah. I get that. But throughout the whole song, just gorgeous baritone vocals from Taeyang, of course. Very passionate, very sultry too.
Everything. Yeah.
Just rich vocals.
Super rich. I could not get over his vocals. I felt like he was being so technical in his delivery, just like really making sure every tone, every note was perfect. And the way that it came out of his throat and out of his mouth was just like how he wanted it to sound. Just so lovely to listen to, you know? I also feel like in his delivery, he has like a vulnerability and an eagerness to show it, you know? He's ready to be vulnerable. He's wanting to be.
Yeah, he's very willing to be vulnerable in this song for sure. And I do get a little bit of that eagerness too, but really just, the raw vocals. Yeah. You know, he really puts it all out there for us. Good. Like, his emotions are just fully on display.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. And that deep baritone and that sultriness, 100%.
And yes, like the vocal technicality too. Yeah. Like, he really, I just feel like he's always had that, like ever since Stigma. He's just really, like,
I mean, Stigma was like his build up to it. Like when he fought that high note and he was like, I'm going to conquer this high note. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, I feel like in Singularity, like we could not get over how he sounded in Singularity, you know, and that's just Taeyang.
They've all been stepping stones to kind of like where he is now. Of course. Yeah. Oh,
so true.
All right, well, let's get into the lyrics of this song. So in the very first verse, you know, what really stands out to me in this verse is that, like, he's clearly, like, going through a breakup. Like, he's saying, like, you left me, which my immediate thought is, who would leave him? Like, who the fuck would leave Kim Taeyang, you know? I think I told you, Kayla, like, the only reason I can think of is, like, the person's like, I'm not worthy. Like, I don't deserve you. But, you know, he's kind of, like, going through what seems like a breakup in this. But what's really is so admirable about it is, like, he doesn't come off resentful. He doesn't seem, like, real angry about it or bitter. And then also, like, he's really calling out to her. And it doesn't sound desperate either. Like, I feel like that's such a, when you're in a place of hurt like that, you know, you can have a little bit of that bitterness or desperateness in your voice. And he doesn't have that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then, like, going on to the pre-chorus where he says, fine, I'll be honest with you. This is when I feel a little bit of that eagerness. Like, he's eager to jump in and to show, like, man, I just got to lay it out. I got to let you know how I'm feeling. I can't hold it in any longer. But again, it doesn't come off as desperate just because of his delivery and because of the lyrics themselves. Like, he's just saying, I think about you all the time, who you're with, where you are. And so I just feel like he's just being honest and candid and just vulnerable with his feelings.
Yeah. And again, that's very admirable because there can be a lot of pride there that, because you're in a place of hurt, like, you might not want to show that vulnerability. But yeah, like, when we go through breakups, like, that's what you're thinking about. Like, where is this person? What are they doing? You know, who are they with?
And he's only gotten one word from them, you know? So even though he really has no clue on their side, he's still putting himself out there like that.
Yeah. So in the chorus, he, again, is being very truthful, very honest, and like, I wish you would love me again. No, I don't want anybody else. Like, I wish you could just love me again. And to me, this comes off more like a serenading, come back to me. Like, not like a pleading. Like, please come back to me. He's saying, you know, I wish you could love me again. And the way he's delivering it definitely feels like a serenade. Like, ooh, I might come back to him.
Yeah.
Just like with how much he's serenading like me and I'm falling for him.
Wish.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Really what I got from this verse and just from how these lyrics are written, to me, it feels like he still has a lot of self-worth. Like he can be honest with his emotions and he's confident in being able to show this vulnerability without like coming off as desperate or pining. And it overall is just a very mature delivery of like a breakup,
mm-hmm.
but coming from such a hurt place.
Right.
I don't know. I just yeah. didn't, I don't know why I'm shocked by this from him, but like it makes sense. I mean, he's just so confident and has the self-love and self-worth to be able to say like, I miss you mm-hmm. and I wish that we could still be together. Mm-hmm. And these are my honest thoughts and mm-hmm. I have no shame behind that.
Yeah. Yes. And to do all of that without being resentful and without mm-hmm. hurting the other person back, because like they left him clearly. He's uh-huh. hurt that they're not with him anymore, but he is just putting himself out there in the mm-hmm. best way.
He
and
is.
Yeah, in a super mature way. And I think maybe it's a little bit surprising from Taeyeon because we just have not really seen this side from him, this side of like a romantic life of his before.
No.
And we know Taeyeon to be such a fun, loving member of the group, and he can be very goofy and like, I mean, like just innocent. And, you know, so we don't expect him to have such a mature and wise take.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a breakup too. Something that's so hard to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super hard to be in that mature mindset and, you know, be so well spoken, I mm-hmm. guess, when you're so, so hurt, like your feelings are just crushed with going through a breakup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can really feel that his feelings are crushed here too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So getting into the second verse, he's asking, am I the only one like this? Like, are you also feeling bad? Uh-huh. You know, do you miss me at all? Like wondering, is that person moving on? Are they going to be miserable when they see me moving on? Just like I would be miserable. It's thoughts we've all had. We've mm-hmm. all experienced this. If you've gone through a breakup, and it's just hard to wonder and to also have felt like that person was such a big part of your life. And now you can't know. You're yeah. not able to know because you're not a part of each other's lives anymore. And that's hard yeah. too.
And you don't talk anymore. So you can't really ask them like, are you as hurt as I am? You know?
Right.
And so when you get that radio silence on the other side, it feels like they haven't felt, they're not feeling this at all. Even, right. You know, like they're just fine. They're doing okay. It really makes me think of like the similar themes of Olivia Rodrigo's Good For You, especially with this second verse of like asking, like, are you feeling this way too? Like, am I the only one who's like this? Except mm-hmm. for Olivia Rodrigo's Good For You is very bitter,
yeah.
very sour, like what her album is called, you know, and she uses hurtful words back at mm-hmm. her ex, like saying yeah. you're a psychopath.
Right.
And
yeah. And even though the theme
sociopath.
Totally,
yeah. Sorry. I think she right. says sociopath. I don't know which one
I don't
she
remember.
Says.
Yeah.
One of the two.
But totally gets you right there. And in addition to that, but Taeyeon, he doesn't take it in that resentful, bitter way. Instead, he says, said I'm all right, said I'll be fine. I'm sorry, they're all lies. But he knows he's not okay, but to them, he's going to say he's fine. They're
yeah.
fine. And he's not going to take it out on them and let them know,
yeah.
you know, that or let them think that he is.
That, yeah, that yeah. he's really as hurt as he is.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm all right, said I'll be fine.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just the lyrics here are just very reminiscent of kind of what we all feel on a breakup, trying to remember the past, fantasizing about what could have been, thinking about how good things used to be and trying to go back to that time, but knowing like ultimately you can't.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And just wishing for it.
Wishing yeah. for it. The refrain of this song is also really great. I feel like this refrain also kind of acts like a bridge in the song too. And he's just saying, lost without you, baby, lost without you, baby. But there's this instrumental, very dreamy Doppler effect synth that's going on that is just so, so gorgeous. What I love in the music video is how like when this is happening and then he comes back in with that last chorus
mm-hmm.
is on the TV screen, like the volume like goes full, like all the way up, the volume
yeah.
turns all the way up on this very vintage, like old school volume yeah. button.
Amazing.
Just think it's so, so cool.
It makes me wish that in the actual song, the volume cranked up like that. And like, I want to crank it every time I listen to it just because
yeah.
I have that visual. And it's like, then after that refrain, it comes in with like the last chorus, you know,
uh-huh.
it just really hits harder
yeah.
after that dreamy synthy thing uh-huh. going on. So yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I love the lyrics of the song too. Like I think he really, really showed so much vulnerability mm-hmm. and maturity, but was able to convey his hurt and his, you know, emotions in such a clear way.
It is in a very clear way. You know, mm-hmm. I felt like the lyrics are very relatable yeah. that anyone who's gone through a breakup or has a relationship that's soured and, you know, you've gone your separate ways. Mm-hmm. Like, this is definitely emotions you feel, and it's yeah. conveyed very clearly and yeah. relatably.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention beautifully with his vocals. Yes. Gosh.
That's really the key here. That is the just key. The vocals. Those yeah. smooth, baritone, sexy, sultry, seductive, mm. serenading vocals.
Serenading oh for real. I mean, this is like, he's not trying to win us back with the lyrics, but he's going to win us over again with a voice. Yeah. yeah.
Again, who would again. Leave him? I know. I don't understand.
That's still the question. Like, for real.
Who hurt him? Like, who left with one word? Like, bye. Yeah. Okay.
I know.
How that, could you?
That really made me think of, like, when you send a whole paragraph text and they just send okay. Yes. You know, like, that's that, someone did that to Taeyang. How could they? Ugh. The rage you have right now.
I'm just like, it's all pent up inside me right now. Like, I don't know what to do with it.
You just got such a disgusted look on your face. Like, oh, what a horrible person.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Well, let's talk about this music video too, because mm-hmm. like we said, we got an amazing music video with this song as well. And I think I was just too distracted by his visuals. The sequin shirts, goddamn. Yeah. Like the first like three times watching, because it wasn't until I think you were texting me about it yeah. that you said, he's in a cave.
And I didn't even notice.
But yes, this whole music video is shot in a cave, and you know, so you can see like stalagmites and stalactites like all over it. Uh-huh. And we're just thinking, what is the symbolism of this cave, of the entire video and this song, this performance existing within a cave, especially thinking about like the vulnerability of the lyrics and right. what he's putting out there. Something that stood out to me was like a cave is physically underground, like hidden. You can be hidden in a cave, yet showing so much vulnerability. So it's maybe a little bit of a safety or a shelter when you are being so raw. Another thing that you pointed out is that caves are cold and dark and there's no light to be seen. Mm-hmm. So it could represent like deep sadness and loneliness
yeah.
And like despair and no hope, you know, the opposite of love and light and happiness.
Yeah.
And then we kind of looked up what caves represent in literature. And there's quite a few different things that caves have represented historically in literature. But one of the things that really stood out to us was that caves can be symbolic of the heart and where the ego and the self go to meet. And yeah. this really resonated with Taeyang's song and the music video, because it seemed like, I mean, you really have to put your ego aside to deliver this type of vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And you really have to be honest with yourself when you are going through something like this. So it felt like maybe he's coming to his heart place and, you know, letting his ego and self meet to put out this song
yeah,
here.
Yeah. yeah. And it does seem like he is speaking from his heart here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's really putting all of his true emotions and speaking his truth and what he's really feeling in that moment. I think it goes, I think both ways. You know, I feel like it's a mixture of all of these things. I also think just visually, it was a very unique setting to have it in a cave. I had gone on a tour of a cave, like in Hannibal, Missouri, to like Mark Twain Cave. And I'm pretty sure that they had like an area where they used to have concerts and performances. So I don't know if that's really a thing, a commonality of, in caves where they sometimes used to use it as like an amphitheater type of situation. But that's kind of where I went. I thought of that.
Oh my gosh, like amplifying his emotions, amplifying his message through the echoes of the cave.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, but I also could not help but to think about how the Beatles, one of their very first places that they used to perform was the Cavern Club. And I just thought about like the cavern being, you know, like this cave, this like down deep within. And so I don't know. I think it's a mixture of all of that. It's such a unique setting and it fits visually really well for this music video. But I do think there's a lot of symbolism behind it too.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So for the filming and lighting, we do see this like TV on set and with like a seemingly VHS recording being shown of him. And it also gives off like a karaoke vibe too. You see like the lyrics and they're being highlighted as he's singing them. So it's kind of like coming off karaoke.
He's like doing his own karaoke here. I know. He's like singing the song of his heart.
And really like, man, that is so vulnerable. When you go and sing karaoke, like how much more vulnerable can you be when you're doing that?
Oh, God, Taeyong.
Yeah, but on set, he has just such a vintage microphone, like straight from like, I don't even know if it's like 40s, 50s, 60s, I don't know, somewhere in that time frame. Like I haven't seen a microphone like this in forever. It's just so fitting for him, all of the vintage here on the set.
Yeah.
There's this bright gold lighting that is making him glow and it's giving just like wonderful lens flare also off the sequin on his shirt.
Yeah.
But also I just have to talk about his hair for a moment.
Please, because that's the glowing. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. His hair is like it's like that lighter blonde. It's a little like the ashy kind of blonde, but also still a little golden. It reminds me so much. It's almost exactly like the color blonde he had when we first saw them in concert, which was in Fort Worth, like 2018. Same exact hair color. So like seeing him with this hair color in this music video, I'm just like freaking out because I have like this super personal connection to this colored hair, Taeyong.
Right.
Because it takes me back to the first time I ever saw him in person. It's just, and his hair is like piecey too. Like, I don't know if
a little wet from little maybe wet. Being under, you know, in the cave, the misty cave.
Yeah. But it's like a little bit over his eyes, a little bit. Oh, it's the so pieciness. Good. It and is then, so like, sexy.
The gold lighting is like shining. It's a lot of his music videos kind of backlit, so you get this really cool light like shining past him towards the camera, and when it does that, it like lights up all of his hair, and so he is physically glowing, like his hair, his skin, his
you know,
his shirt, his outfit, just everything. It's gorgeous, just immaculate.
Off the stalactites and stalagmites behind him.
Completely.
So it's all gorgeous. The filming, the lighting, all of it is just so aesthetic and unique, and it just works. It just works. The vintage cave vibe, here for it.
It's everything.
We're going to get into like some exact moments in the music video, but
listen, Bethany, for the first time in a long time, she has a timestamp.
I have a timestamp, and I feel like this timestamp is justified. Like, all of you army out there will know exactly what part this timestamp is from.
Right.
It is the sexiest moment for Taeyong in the whole music video. It is 141 to 149. Stop what you're doing. Go
pull over your car.
Pull over your
car. Put the baby down.
Yeah. Exit out of the podcast app. Get over onto YouTube. Okay. Pull up the Love Me Again music video and go to 141.
Watch this moment.
It is just the way that he stares down at the camera, the look that he's giving us, like he is really pulling us in this moment. It's when he's actually in the red sequin shirt.
And he kind of like sways back past the camera and comes back into it and just stares us down the whole time.
He really,
so sexy.
He really stares us down. Oh my God.
Also like the arm, the muscle. I mean, he just looks so good.
Yeah, because it's his arms are out.
Yes. In the red shirt. It's the red sleeveless. Shirt,
his arms are out. Ugh, sleeveless
with a turtleneck. This is elite. So yeah. hot. I don't know why it's so hot, but it really is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that timestamp is very important.
Timestamp worthy. I haven't called out a timestamp in forever, but 141 to 149.
Necessity.
You all know.
You know
exactly what moment I'm talking about.
But go watch it anyways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like really, we probably rewatched that moment. That has to be the most rewatched moment on the video.
Oh,
right
it has
now.
To be. I'm sure it is. Why does that feature only pop up every now and then for me? On YouTube,
I don't know.
Where it's like
I don't
most
know.
Rewatched part. Of
For
the music
me,
video.
I can only get it on my phone and like my laptop. So I don't know if it does
Maybe
it on the TV.
Maybe it's like depending on what you're watching.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, your device. That's a good point. Yeah. But yeah. Anyways, watch that moment.
Yeah.
Something else that he does around that time too is the gripping of the microphone cord. Like, listen, he's singing into this vintage mic the whole time, looking beautiful, handsome, immaculate, and lips so close to the microphone, at one point like almost brushing the microphone, and they're doing like a close-up lip shot of it. Amazing. But then, I mean, not only is he doing that with the microphone itself, but he is fidgeting with this cord and like wrapping it around his head, twisting it in his fingers. Like, stop.
It's so sexy. But the way that he's wrapping it, like you're seeing his like triceps and biceps, like all his muscles kind of like flexing. And like Taeyang is not like Namjoon level fit, but he like, it's there. Like mm-hmm. since he's sleeveless, the muscles are there. He is toned. Mm. He is toned and his hands are gorgeous. Yeah. And he's just like gripping this freaking microphone cord.
Oh, he's doing it so much. We literally have like 7 screenshots of him doing it. It's so good.
Of course I took 1,000 screenshots. Kayla gave me the job of taking all the screenshots, and like it was literally just me every second of the music video taking a screenshot and going, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to talk about too, like I immediately loved the gold outfit. Uh-huh. Like I felt like as much as the microphone and the TV was the vintage vibe, I feel a vintage vibe from this like totally gold sequin turtleneck, like long sleeve with like the gold chains added to it too. Feels very
and
like 70s, 80s. Oh my God. Yeah.
The earring cuffs, which he has in his other music video too. So like, he's been using that accessory a little bit more, but yeah, the gold earring cuffs along mm-hmm. his ear too.
Very nice aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this music video is just really a wonderful performance of Love Me Again. And it's not showing too many. It's not like different scenes or anything going on.
No,
so.
It's all in the same room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I do love that it sometimes flips from just like the live performance, like the him in the cave, over to like him on the screen of the TV where it looks like a karaoke music video that you're singing along to.
Right.
Which it just so many different like vintage, like it could be 80s, it could be 90s, like some of these like karaoke like shots of his hair like is screaming like boy band, like I don't know,
90s totally, 90s. Early 2000s with this kind of spikier hairdo,
blonde hair,
totally. I love the
it's
the
all vintage
and mm-hmm. I really did not think about him doing it karaoke until you put it that way, but
oh really?
But it
even counts you in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I mean it's so obvious now, but it's just it means so much more that he's like performing this song. Like you said, karaoke is so vulnerable too.
Yeah, like you're really processing some shit.
Yeah,
when you're going
I mean
to sing
I think
karaoke.
About like karaoke culture in Korea of like going out with your friends and like getting drunk and do karaoke, or like if you're sad and alone, you might go get drunk by yourself and go do karaoke. And there's just like so many different reasons to do karaoke, mm-hmm. but like this is some sad karaoke shit right here.
Yes, it is.
And
in a cave.
In a cave. Oh, get me right in the heart.
Yeah.
Anyways, I love the music video.
Again, he's hurt, but in the music video, he doesn't look like he's real hurt, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he just really, like he's speaking his truth. Mm-hmm.
Just looks handsome.
He's laying it out there for mm-hmm. this other person.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you could love me again.
I wish you could love me again.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous song.
It's so good.
It gets stuck in your head. It's so fun to sing along to, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. It's definitely on repeat for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of all of our Love Me Again chat. Uh-huh. But we do also want to talk about something else with you guys real quick before you go.
Just real quick.
Something happened amazing, which is the last three concerts of Yoongi's tour.
Yes.
You all know already, but just to recap, on the first night, Jungkook showed up and performed Burn It with Min Yoongi. And oh my God, ARMY went fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And then on night two, Park Jimin.
I could not believe that this happened. Tony Montana.
It wasn't even on the set list.
I know it wasn't.
And by the way, after Jungkook performed Burn It, then he did Seven. Yoongi literally just walked off stage and Jungkook performed Seven. Gave him a moment. He did the same thing for Jimin where, he just left stage and then Jimin performed like crazy with backup dancers. He looked amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then I was texting you before night three happened, and I was saying, I think Namjoon is going to show up. He has to. Mm-hmm. There's been Jungkook. There's been Jimin. Taehyung hasn't put out music yet when that happened. It has to be Namjoon. He just got back to Korea from Japan. If he doesn't show up, what the fuck?
Also, Taehyung had been at one of the other concerts with the Maknae line.
Right.
So at least Taehyung, we knew, had been to one
of
the concerts.
He had been to a concert. Yeah. Yeah. Don't forget to mention he went. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm expecting.
So Namjoon is the only one who hasn't made an appearance.
Who hasn't gone.
But then Jin and J-Hope are in the military, so.
Right. So we're they're not going to perform. They're in the military.
Yeah.
But then I'm scrolling TikTok and I'm seeing K-ARMY's TikToks come across my For You page of Soundcheck outside of the dome. And you can fucking hear Strange and Wildflower. And I sent it to you and I was like, oh my fucking God. Mm-hmm. Namjoon is there. He's going to perform. And he did, of course. And they did Strange. Bethany, one of your all-time favorite songs.
I am so jealous of all of the ARMYs who got to be there for that. I love Strange so much. It is absolutely, hands down, one of my favorite songs. For sure, one of my favorite Auguste songs. Mm-hmm. So kudos to you all. You are very fortunate if you got to be there for that performance. I'm sure you all feel so, so lucky to see them perform Strange live. It's incredible just to see them go back and forth, spitting their verses for that.
The way they're standing at the microphones together, just iconic. Iconic fucking
and
duo.
And ad-libbing for each other too, during their verses, just kind of adding in whatever they wanted, those fillers. Yeah. Oh, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Just incredible. Seeing the way that Yoongi looked at Namjoon when Namjoon was rapping, just proud
sweaty
and
too.
So,
yes, damn it.
Just so glad that he was there.
Oh, they both look so hot. Oh! Namjoon with the sunglasses.
That's fucking rap monster,
it's
you guys.
Serving rap monster.
I fucking love it. Maybe he would cringe at ARMY calling him rap monster nowadays, but when I see him in those, the round glasses too, that is fucking rap monster. Yeah. And the smile is back. That's fucking rap monster too. Right. Damn. So that was an incredible performance of Strange. And then afterwards, Namjoon didn't perform Wildflower. He performed an unreleased track that is going to be on an upcoming album of his, which is so exciting. And I guess now that I mention it, it does make sense that Taehyung's album is coming out now because he still is the last member to release something.
Some
solo Jungkook
work.
Didn't come out with his album
That's
yet.
That's true. But he did release a single.
Mm-hmm.
That is very true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
You still did have to wait the longest. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes sense that Namjoon showed up. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I, for some reason, was not too sure if he was going to perform. Mm-hmm. Maybe he would be at the concert, but I didn't know if he would actually perform.
Right.
And so to get Strange, but then also for him to release this untitled song that he's working on for an upcoming album was just... I really, nothing could have made me speculate or think that would happen.
Yeah.
So it was really unexpected and such a nice surprise. Mm-hmm. But also, not only that, J-Hope and Jin were there too. Oh my gosh. And then they got to sit out there with Namjoon too. So it's just so cute to see the youngs together. Mm-hmm. When the Maknaes all got to
going
be together.
Going to support Yoongi all together.
I know.
Yes, because we saw all the Maknaes together. So
and it
cute.
looked like Jin and J-Hope had such a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. Jin is looking fucking hotter by the second.
He's fucking massive, dude.
He's huge. He's so hot. Oh my God. Did you see
the side by side?
Yeah.
Of the two photos?
No.
Oh.
That's not what what I'm talking about. I was talking about how like Army was doing like all of the fan chant, just like chanting their names, yes. and Jin was just chanting along with
yes.
them.
Yes. Oh, it was so cute.
Oh, but it was just.
I love to see them just sitting in the crowd listening to the fan chant. Like, all yeah. three of them just like, wow, ARMY really does love us.
Yeah,
like,
Jin was just like singing along to it, mm-hmm. chanting along with them. But Namjoon looked so serious about uh-huh. it, you know? Like, you could tell he was really getting in his feelings.
Mm-hmm. I love when they first showed Hobi and Jin in the crowd and ARMY went fucking crazy, uh-huh. just ballistic. And they both saluted too. Just oh, so yes. cute. Yeah. What I was talking about, the photo, the side-by-side, uh-huh. is the shirt that Jin wore. He also wore in like an airport fashion, like in like 2019 or 2020 or something.
Oh, okay.
And the shirt fits so different because he's so much, oh, his muscles are so much bigger. So like the seams on the shoulders used to go down so much past his shoulder and now they're like up right at top. On his, yeah, the way he's like filling it out is just crazy.
Oh yeah. Man,
insane. We're gonna be so you gotta send that to we're gonna me. Be in for it when they're out of the military. I'm sure I sent you it didn't to you send on that TikTok. To
me. You should yeah you should find it.
Okay, I'll go and send it.
Or I'll have anyways, to go looking for it. I'm sure it's
that was amazing that basically all I mean not yes. basically all members of BTS of got to go see Yoongi in concert and three of them performed with him, totally surprised and unexpected, just mm-hmm. incredible.
Yeah.
The other thing that was really cool was that Yoongi's parents got to be in attendance at one of the nights and so was Taekook's parents, which is just cute.
So cute.
So cute. And
in-laws.
Uh-huh. In-laws.
That's and, how I feel.
And I just love that, well, it was just, we got to see so much raw emotion from Yoongi on stage here that we really hadn't seen. Like, I don't feel like we've ever seen Yoongi sob on stage.
No.
And this, he could not or get really through Amygdala. Like he could not get through almost an entire verse in Dear My Friend because he was crying so much. Like, the pictures of him crying too that I sent you, like, they're too hard to look at. Just
it's painful to look at. Yeah.
It just must have been overwhelming in that time just to realize that the entire tour and everything was coming to an end and all of these words that have so much meaning to him that he's been performing all this time that this is like the last time that yeah. he's going to be able to deliver such important messages about himself and to whoever's listening, you know.
Yeah. And he doesn't know when he's going to be on stage again really mm-hmm. with ARMY. Yeah. And this is also like him processing and kind of closing a door to what everything he talked about in Amygdala, mm-hmm. but also just, I don't know if it's going to be the end of Auguste yeah. and that he's closing the door on this too, but very symbolic at the end of the last concert that he walked out that door that's in Amygdala.
Yeah.
And, you know, waved goodbye. And I kept seeing all these like really emotional TikTok edits of like Yoongi basically like saying, see you in 2025.
Aww.
And then of course the next day they announced that he's like in the process of enlisting.
Yeah. I saw so many edits of like him crawling on the floor in the Amygdala music video towards the door. And then him walking up and through the door on stage at the last yeah. concert, which if you guys don't remember during the entire tour, he never walked off stage at the end. He was always carried off stage. He would like yeah. collapse and be carried off. He could never make it off on his own. So it's just so symbolic that like now he's walking through that Amygdala door on his own, you know? Yeah. It's like so symbolic of his healing journey that he's been on, the process of putting out this music and becoming Auguste and now potentially shedding and being finished with that persona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Incredible.
Incredible. What a finale yeah. to his tour.
Yeah.
What a real. Fucking finale.
For real. Incredible. I hope that they, I really hope that they re-release it and like sell it. You know, like I want to buy.
Oh, me too.
The DVD version. I want the DVD. Have it forever. Yeah. Yeah. Please.
Please.
I won't pay all my money, but I'll pay a lot. Hi, yeah, please.
You already know we'll pay a lot.
Yeah. Anyways, that was our thoughts on the amazing Love Me Again music video by Kim Taeyang, mm-hmm. and just some final thoughts on Yoongi's tour that we had to share with y'all as well. We really hope that you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, next week we're going to be talking about Rainy Days, and that music video, just a whole lot more to say just because of all the details and the several shots that we get in that one. But yeah, love that song.
Yeah. We love it. So we can't wait to talk to you guys about that one. But in the meantime, let us know what you thought about Love Me Again, the song, the music video itself. Get us on all of the socials. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. We love you all so much.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. And you can find links for all of the things, all of our social medias, including the World Food Organization, in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.